Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking into a really troubling case involving FNZ Bank, used to be Fonds Depot Bank GmbH.
That's right.
And the core question we're exploring is, well, how far does a financial institution go to protect its deals, even, you know, at the expense of truth or its own people?
It's a serious question. Our source material includes an intro from an investigative piece and some documents detailing the whistleblower's side of the story.
Okay, so our mission here is to really unpack the key events and what looks like an alleged cover-up in this whole situation.
So it seems to kick off back in March 2018. An employee, Alexander Engelbrecht, he spots something major.
What was it?
Over 10,000 emails. Misaddressed. Just simple typos.
Apparently. Oh, like 10,000. And these weren't just junk mail, right?
No, that's the critical part. They contain sensitive customer data. A huge data protection issue, potentially.
Okay, pretty serious. So compliance, IT, they jumped right on it.
Well, according to the info we have, the initial reaction was slow. Not much happened at first.
So Engelbrecht didn't just report it and walk away.
No, he actually offered to help. He even developed a whole security concept.
Like what?
It involved this fdbank.de project. Basically, setting up new secure internet domains for the bank, plus email filters to catch those typo emails before they went out.
Right. Trying to plug the gap. Seems like a sensible, proactive thing to do.
It absolutely does. But here's where things take a bit of a turn.
Okay.
Management steps in. Specifically, someone named Marco Prize in marketing, apparently. And they just stopped the fdbank.de project.
Stopped it. Was there a technical reason? A better plan?
That's the thing. No clear technical reason was given, according to our sources. He was just halted.
Okay, that sounds odd, especially after identifying such a big risk.
It gets more interesting. This happened while a massive 308 million euro sale of the bank was pending.
Ah, right, the timing.
Exactly. So the suspicion, and it's just a suspicion outlined in the sources, is that making these security flaws public could have, you know, lowered the sale price.
And potentially hit executive bonuses tied to that sale.
That's the alleged connection, yes. The idea being, maybe the priority wasn't fixing the problem anymore, but protecting the deal's value.
But surely ignoring a known data leak risk is also bad for business long-term, reputationally.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
It's a definite tension there. But instead of focusing on the fix, it seems the attention shifted onto the whistleblower himself.
Onto Engelbrecht. How?
Well, the reports suggest a pattern. Systematically denied internal promotions he was apparently qualified for.
Okay.
Then a formal reprimand. Seems quite constructed, apparently signed by a board member, Sabine Dittmann-Stanger.
This is sounding less like dealing with the security flaw and more like, well, retaliation.
It certainly paints that picture. And then dismissal. While he was on sick leave, and on top of that, the bank reported him to BaFin.
BaFin, that's the German financial regulator, right? Reported him for what?
Get this. They accused him of cybercrime. For registering certain internet domains.
Wait, the domains related to a security project? The fdbank.de idea.
Precisely. Domains he claims, and the documents seem to support, were registered purely for security. To prevent bad actors from grabbing similar sounding domains using those very typos.
So the domains meant to protect the bank were used as grounds to report him.
That's the allegation. And it gets potentially even more deceptive.
How so?
The report FNZ Bank filed with BaFin. It allegedly left out some crucial information. Very crucial.
Okay, what did they omit?
They apparently failed to mention two other domains, fondepotbank.de and fondsdepotbank.de, domains that weren't Engelbrecht's.
And what was significant about those?
These domains had allegedly been used for phishing since way back in 2004, actively trying to scam customers for years.
Phishing, so genuinely malicious domains, known to the bank.
Known to the bank, according to the sources, yes, but not mentioned to the BaFin report.
So let me get this straight. They didn't report the long-standing, genuinely dangerous phishing domains, but they did report the domains Engelbrecht set up supposedly for protection.
That's exactly the picture painted by the sources. The alleged motive seems pretty clear. Mislead the regulator, avoid scrutiny of their actual long-standing vulnerabilities, and, well, criminalize the whistleblower.
Wow. That's quite an accusation.
And the personal cost for Engelbrecht, as you can imagine, has been immense.
I can only imagine. What happened to him?
Lost his job, obviously. His professional reputation damaged. Major financial instability.
That's devastating.
And apparently it didn't stop there. The sources mention that he and his family have reportedly faced threats, even stalking. This apparently happened after his security project was falsely smeared online as some kind of fraud platform.
Just terrible. The sheer personal toll for trying to highlight a security problem.
It really underscores the vulnerability of individuals in these situations.
Yeah, this whole sequence, based on what we've seen, it just raises fundamental questions, doesn't it? About transparency versus powerful financial interests.
Absolutely. The Engelbrecht case, if the details are accurate, looks like a really stark example of how systemic issues might play out, and frankly, the terrible cost someone can pay for trying to do the right thing.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? What systems, what mechanisms can actually offer genuine protection for whistleblowers and ensure real accountability inside these huge, powerful institutions?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How do you make sure truth isn't just sacrifice?
Indeed. It leaves you wondering, what does it really take for transparency to win out when there's so much money and power involved? Something important to reflect on.